It is summertime, and summer's here, and the wind has been pumping furiously over the past couple of days. And how geared up are we for the fire season that lies ahead? And I wonder how long the fire season lasts, until when? Next year sometime. And when we talk about fires, we're mainly talking about wildfires on the mountain, as well as informal settlement fires. And we've already seen a number of vegetation fires taking place. There were fires out in the Gqeberha area. There were also fires in the Felistop area, Franschhoek, as well as fires last night out in Grotto Bay, and thankfully that has been taken care of. Joining us now is the fire chief for the City of Cape Town, Ian Schnettler, on the line to chat to us about the readiness of the fire services for this particular season. Chief, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Morning, Zane. Thank you.
When do we normally typically expect the busiest time in terms of the big fires, Chief?
Then there's always there's a sort of misconception that there's a fire season, and everybody refers to the summertime as the fire season. But the City of Cape Town experiences a fire season throughout the year because we deal with all types of fires. The wildland fires or vegetation fires do start picking up in the summertime. And this year it's been a little bit later than it was 2 years ago. And we normally do our preparations, well, we prepare throughout the year, but we normally try and gear up for the summer season around about this time. In terms of preparation, we've obviously got over 200 firefighters on duty per shift or per day in the city boundaries itself. Then we also bring on our seasonal firefighters. They being deployed this week. They assist with vegetation fires. There's 120 of them, and there's between 80 and 90 of them on per shift, and they're based at various fire stations within the city. And then we also have, we work in conjunction with the other firefighting agencies, not the city's municipality fire services, but the other agencies such as Table Mountain National Park, the Working on Fire program, Volunteer Wildfire Services. There's other firefighting agencies that's affiliated to Table Mountain National Park that help them. And then the Cape Peninsula Fire Protection Association also does good work with landowners in preparing their land and trying to make it as fire safe as possible.
Have we had any big fires this season yet? I know that the one out in Gqeberha was quite a big one.
Yes, the Gqeberha one is obviously outside the city boundaries, and that's with Chief Fire Officer Caldenas that deals with that out in Gqeberha area. The largest one that we started with now in terms of the sort of summer period now was out in Simonstown late yesterday afternoon. We've still got firefighting crews with us and Table Mountain National Park affiliated agencies working at that incident. It spread from Rocklands upwards to southeast over the mountain. And then last Friday we had a small one at Kloof Road in Camps Bay. And then yesterday as well out in Dassenburg Road from our Atlantis crews were out there for quite a bit yesterday afternoon.
We've had sort of vegetation that has grown up because we've had a drought for the last year or two, and that seems to be something of the past. So when it comes to vegetation fires, are we likely to see some big ones simply because the rains have helped the growth of vegetation?
That could assist in terms of the spread of fires, because you've last summer period for the City of Cape Town itself, we weren't as busy as the previous in the actual drought time. But yes, there would have been a lot of regeneration of that growth. The last sort of really big fire was at Betty's Bayway. That was the beginning of the year. And obviously within the City of Cape Town, there's quite a lot of scarring from the old fires, but there would have been a lot of regeneration of that growth. And probably around about between sort of from January, February onwards, when it really gets hot and the southeast has now dried out everything. So probably around January, February, we probably get, if a fire does occur, that will spread quite rapidly.
And, many areas have had sort of heavier vegetation because they've not had a fire in a while. And does this pose any kind of danger? Because I'm looking at Newlands, for instance. We got a message just earlier this morning about a fire starting out at Newlands.
That could happen. Newlands hasn't had a fire for quite a long time, but it's quite a different type of vegetation. It's also what they call like an Afro-montane type of forest area. So although you can have ignitions there, the likelihood of the spread of fire currently, because it's so wet and damp, it won't spread as quickly as it would through the other normal vegetation. But there are areas, and working with I mentioned the fire protection associations earlier, they're working very hard with landowners, particularly those on the urban edge and that close to nature, working very closely with them to try and clear their land and do preemptive firework. We call it, you could do prescribed burns. You can clear your land. I don't know if you've noticed also, if you travel around the base of Table Mountain, yes, that they're beginning to clear the fire breaks as well. So all of those preventative programs are also being put in place as much as possible.
Chatting this morning to Ian Schnettler, fire chief at the city of Cape Town, and we're talking about fire preparedness of the city in terms of we're heading into sort of a heightened fire season. I know that fire season is the entire year, but we're heading into a bit of a heightened fire season. You normally partner with a number of organizations. How do you actually sort of get this ball going? Because sometimes to activate services becomes, especially to activate the helicopters, becomes a bit of a problem at certain stages. What are the criteria for that?
We normally have meetings with and engage with them on a regular basis. Prior to the vegetation or the summer season, and we work all of us work with what we call an incident command system, and there's a procedure on how you do the call outs. There's mutual aid agreements that kick in. Obviously the call should go through to the city's emergency number first, and then from there all the agencies are alerted by the individual control rooms. For the city of Cape Town, our control center dispatches all our resources, all our fire stations across the city, and then they make contact with those firefighting agencies. And we've got mutual aid agreements, and we've got agreements between, and sometimes a gentleman's agreement between each other to activate our resources. And then once we get to the scene, we would have what you call a forward command post or a control post, and then all the agencies work from there. And we work with various representatives of each of the agencies, and we work under incident command system. So we're pretty much on the same page with most of the agencies at the moment.
Yeah. Turning our attention from vegetation fires, which seems to become very, very big, and you need a number of resources to deal with those vegetation fires at a time. In terms of informal settlement fire prevention, has there been any sort of campaign or any education campaign to reduce the rate at which they spread in the informal settlements?
Zane, there's continuous programs that we're working on. Our disaster risk management center, they do continuous programs. We do continuous fire and life safety awareness programs. Working on Fire Does a Fire Wise program out in the informal settlements. But it is quite a complex situation. There's no one solution to get the informal settlement fires under control, because it just takes one person that is not watching or that's not vigilant, and that could cause a number of informal settlements being involved. So we're going out on a regular basis to try and inform the general public or informal settlement residents about the dangers and about the hazards of using open flames, using gas, using paraffin, and using the proper use of electricity, which is another thing that people should be cautious of now, currently with the load shedding, that they should be switching electrical appliances off as soon as they're being load shedded, so that when the power comes back on, that you don't have a surge of power and then maybe something happening or causing a fire in your own residence as well.
Yeah, somebody put up a useful tip. If you've been using your oven and it goes into load shedding, please make sure you switch the stove off. Your fire crews have come under attack in one or two areas, and we're chatting this morning to Ian Schnettler, the fire chief of the city of Cape Town. If you have any contribution to make and you'd like to join this conversation, you can do that on 0725671567. Or give us a call on 0214460567. Your fire crews have actually come under attack quite often in the last fire season or over the last Christmas period. Has it happened again, or and what measures have you put in place to stop this?
Zane, we get sporadic and regular attacks from the very residents that we're going out to help sometimes, and that's very, very difficult for my firefighters to try and accept, because we join the fire service to serve the community and help others. So it does make it very, very difficult for our firefighters to maintain that continuous ethos of going to help people. And we get regular attacks. for example, Gugu Letter Fire Station has been, it's been petrol bombed twice already. We've had a third attack there. It's unfortunately, we moved the crews away from there because of the danger. The fire station goes off what we call off run. It's not available for quite a long time. That then causes, or we have to use crews from other stations to cover the area. And then sometimes if you, you know, what the public perceive that we're late when we get the call, that exacerbates it. So then it causes some more friction again. So we're working as much as we can with councillors. We're trying to work on the ground to try and get to the community so that we're not the enemy in this. We're trying to help you. And anything that you do not to try and damage it, it's just going to start causing more and more problems. So my firefighters, we've got programs that they go to in terms of employee assistance programs that we offer to them, because some firefighters can take it and others, obviously, they need some assistance. So we try and help them as much as possible.
I remember many years ago when we were flying over crossroads in the area and a fire truck was battling to actually get to a particular fire, and we had comms with them. So we actually had to guide them around, take that corner, take this corner, because it does become difficult in terms of when you're working in an informal settlement. With the Hard Bay and Masipumulene and those areas, with the restructuring after the fires, has the city put plans in place and have you been consulted in terms of what would make it easier for your firefighters to get to the fires?
So we consulted on a regular basis and we make the recommendations all the time about trying to make sure that there's proper access into those informal settlements, because that's the worst thing that we find, as you indicated, is to get our fire engines to the fire or as close to the fire as possible. And that is always a problem. It's, as I said, it's a very complex problem. The city's been trying to do reblocking in a lot of the areas where you would have a block of informal dwelling units with proper access to all of them. But unfortunately, sometimes overnight, it's good today, but then you'll come tomorrow and that somebody's put up a new informal dwelling in this place. So it's a continuous battle, and it does make it difficult for my firefighters to get to the scene sometimes as much as possible. So, but we have got a lot of methods, and particularly the crews that work out in the east, they're pretty experienced in terms of those. But it is very difficult sometimes to actually gain access to the seat of the fire to actually prevent it. So.
That's Ian Schnettler giving himself a 9 out of 10. I think you are spot on ready, 9.5 maybe, Ian, for this particular fire season. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. Ian Schnettler, Fire Chief at the City of Cape Town Fire Services.